Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vishnu Sahasranam, name 783, Durlabha, which is a very easy name to, if you don't know the meaning of the name Durlabha, it's very easy to understand. It means hard to get. The word lab is a very important word, especially among the Marwaris and Guptas in North India. Shubh lab. You see, they write outside their houses. And of the two, lab is the most important. And usually there's a swastika in between. So durlab, difficult to get. Lab means gain or profit, or to get something. I got such a thing. You can use the word. So difficult to get. Now the next name after this is Durgama, and the name after that is Durga. It's also a name of Vishnu. Durga is the name of the consort of Shiva. And Durga, short, is the name of Vishnu. And the name after that is Duravasa. So these names, they all have similar meanings, but not exactly the same. Durlabha means difficult to get. Durgama means difficult to go to. Durga means difficult to enter into. And Duravasa means difficult to enter, particularly into his abode, Vaikuntha. So it's not exactly the same, because if we say Durlabha means why is he difficult to be attained? That's because of our own imperfections. So he's difficult to be attained because of our imperfections. Durgama, difficult to attain because of his own attributes. He's so great and so much above us. Then Durga, difficult to enter into. Durga means a fort. So difficult to enter into, because there are barriers between him and us. If you want to know more about that, keep on listening to the series of talks I'm giving on Vishnu Sahasranam. I won't get into the details of it now, but after two talks I should be talking about Durga, so gradually going through all the names. And then Duravasa, the very nature of the place that the Lord resides in has certain restrictions. Not everyone can go everywhere, even within this world. Just like they have in Bangalore, they have the Vidhan Sabha, is that what it's called? Of the state assembly. And you just can't walk into it. You have to have pass, be qualified. Not everyone can go. In one sense, everyone can go if you get the qualification. You can either become a local MP, or you can become a security guard or a cleaner or something like that. But it's not banned that anyone can go, but you have to have the particular qualification to go. Anyway, I'll speak about that. All these things. Now I'll speak about the name Durlabha. It's a common word. Do you have it in Canada, Durlab? Do you say that maybe in the songs of Kanakdas and all? Is it? No, you don't have that? Not, you don't know. All right. In Bengali, it's common. We find in the songs of our Vaishnava Acharyas, Durlabha manava janma lobhya shangshare. For instance, this morning I was saying Durlabha manava janama satsange. It's a common name in Bengal also, fairly common. You know that, Durlab? Not particularly a Vaishnava name. One of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita is Durlabha Bishas. So what does it mean, Durlabha, in relation to the Supreme Lord, as a name of the Supreme Lord? It means it's difficult to attain him unless we are completely fixed on doing so. As Srila Prabhupada would say, we cannot go back to Godhead unless we're completely pure. So it sounds very difficult, isn't it? If we look at our hearts, seems to be very difficult. Well, there is another factor that's called the mercy factor, which makes up for our limitations. But intrinsically, it's very difficult to attain him because of our own limitations, our own deprivations. Unless we are completely fixed on attaining him. Vyavasaya atmika buddhihi ekeha kurunandana. We find in Bhagavad Gita, early in Bhagavad Gita, the description of those whose consciousness is completely fixed. Some quotes from Shastra in this regard. Tasyapyanya manaskasya sulabo na janadanaha. So here the word is not given. This is from Vishnu Dharma. The word is given sulabha, which is the opposite of durlabha. Janadana is not within easy reach of those who have their minds after things other than him. And we also have that word sulabha in Bhagavad Gita, which gives us the understanding of the name durlabha. Anyone know the verse? Ananya, ananya cheta satatam yomam smriti nityashaha tasyaham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginaha. So there we have it. One who's ananya cheta, his mind is not distracted anywhere else. Satatam, all the time. It's just like, I'm always thinking of Krishna. Except when I'm not thinking of him. It's like people say, I'm vegetarian most of the time, except when I sit down for my meals. So you have to be fully fixed on Krishna. And then sulabha becomes very easy to attain for one whose mind is always fixed on him. But that's the difficult thing, isn't it? That we find difficult. For persons who are actually in Krishna consciousness, it would be difficult for them not to not think of Krishna. We find the example of the gopis of Vrindavan discussing among themselves, saying that this Krishna is giving us so much problems. Why don't we just forget Krishna? Then our life will be simple. And so they said, okay, we're going to forget Krishna. They made an agreement and they said, can't do it. can't stop thinking of Krishna, one way or the other. Here's another quote from Mahabharata, Udyoga Parva. Aprapya Keshavo Rajan Indriyai Ajitai Nunam. O king, Keshava cannot be attained by men if their senses are not conquered. For those who are ajitendriya, those whose senses are not conquered, it's not possible to attain Keshava. Then from a pasuram of Namalava, from Tiruvayamodi, he is easy of access to the devotees who worship him as their Lord. But for others, he is not easily accessible. Baladev Vidyabhushan gives a slightly different understanding. It's difficult. Yeah, he is attained by devotion, but it's difficult to get that kind of devotion. And he quotes from Skanda Purana. Janmantara sahasreshu tapo dana samadibihi naranam kshina papanam krishne bhakti prajayate. Devotion for Krishna arises in those whose sins have been eradicated by giving charity and performing austerities and meditation for thousands of lifetimes. We have a similar statement in Bhagavad Gita by Lord Krishna himself. Anyone? Yesham Twantagatang Papam Jananam Punya Karmanam Te Dvanva Mohanir Mukta Bhajante Mandira Vrataha. Persons can worship me with a great vow if they're completely cleansed of all sinful activities and have performed pious activities, and who are free from the dualities of delusion. Then they can worship me with full vrata, with full determination. Sounds really tough, doesn't it? Well, it is. That's why we're discussing it. Then another statement. Dukena tapa adina labhyate iti durlabha. The meaning of the name durlabha. This is from the Madhva Sampradaya commentary on Vishnu Sahasranam. It's the same meaning, actually. It's the same meaning as we just said. Here is from the Bhagavatam, Canto 4, from the prayers of Lord Shiva toward the end of Canto 4 of Bhagavatam. Bhavan bhaktimata labhyo. Bhavan bhaktimata labhyo. What does that mean? You, Bhavan. Bhaktimata, people who have bhaktimati. Their mind is fixed in devotion. Labhyo, you are away. Then, durlabha saravadehinam. Svarajasyapyabhimata. Ekantein atma vidgatihi. My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of attaining the ultimate goal of life, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you. Aham Brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. So the idea we get from this is that if someone wants to approach Krishna to get material desires fulfilled, he may get the material desires fulfilled, but he won't get Krishna. And someone may desire to attain Krishna, but seeing Krishna as impersonal. So he can also get impersonal liberation. But to get Krishna personally, not very easy at all. Here's a quote from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam. Yam na yogena sankhena dana vrata tapo dvaraihi vyakya swadhaya sanyasai prapnuyad yatnavanapi. Krishna, speaking to Uddhava, says, even though one engages with great endeavor in the mystic yoga system, you can't do yoga properly, spiritual yoga, you can't do it without tremendous endeavor. Or one may, with great endeavor, undertake the path of philosophical speculation, or give charity, or follow vows, or penances, or do ritualistic sacrifices, teaching the Vedic mantras to others, personally studying the Vedas, entering the sannyasa order of life, still one cannot achieve me, Krishna says to Uddhava. And then he also says to Uddhava, na sadhayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma Uddhava. Do you know this verse? Yes, say it. Na svadhyayas tapastyago yata bhaktir mamorjita. It's one of the better known verses of the 11th canto. So he says to Uddhava that I cannot be attained by yoga, by the Sankhya system of philosophy, the Sankhyam Dharma, by properly executing the rules of Dharma, Varnashram Dharma, nor even by studying the Vedas, nor by austerity or renunciation, I cannot be attained in the same way as I can by bhakti. And there's a similar verse in that regard, in which Krishna says to Uddhava, what's that verse? You're so dear to me. Naivatma chayata bhavan. How does it begin? Does anyone know? It's a beautiful verse. I'm just not remembering the first line. Nacha sankarshano nashriya. How does it begin? Just, I didn't put it in my list, but it just came to my mind. What is that? Yatha bhakti. No, that's this one. Naivatma chayata bhavan. Now we have the facility to look things up. Natata me priyatama. Do you know it? Natata me priyatama atma yonena shankaraha nacha sankarshano na shriya yata naivatma chayata bhavan. He says to Uddhava, and it's like a real, it's building up, the verse builds up. He says, Krishna says to Uddhava, that no one not as dear to me, because the word order, the syntax is different in Sanskrit. Natata me priyatama, not as dear to me, is Brahma, who's born from my own self, Atma Yoni, Shankaraha, Lord Shiva, he's not as dear to me. Nacha Sankarsana, my brother, Balaram, even my wife, Shri, and even myself is not as dear to me as... And he was going to say my devotee, but then he came as you, he said to Uddhava. Vishwanath Chakravarti explains that he was going to speak the general, he was going to speak the general devotional principle, is not as dear to my, as me as my devotee, but then he said, as dear to me as you. Okay, another verse with the word Durlabha, well-known verse from Brahma Sanghita. Anyone? It's easy for me because I've got it written down here. Advaitam achutam anadim ananta rupam adyang purana purusham navayovanam cha vedeshu durlabham adurlabham atma bhaktau govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. So here we have him being called Durlabha and Adurlabha. Adurlabha is almost the same as Sulabha. So it describes him. I mean, even to understand him is very difficult. If we see that he is Advaitam, he's one. Achutam, he never fails or falls down. Anadim, he's beginningless. He has unlimited forms. Wait a minute. It was Advaita, right? He's one. Now he's Anantarupam. Adyam, he's the beginning. He's Purana Purusha, the oldest. And then what's the next? Navayovana. He's the oldest and the youngest, all at once. Cha. Vedeshu Durlabham. So what? How are we going to understand? We'll study the Vedas. That will, no, it won't work. The Vedas won't work that. The Vedas won't, they don't sort all these things out. The Vedas won't help us to understand all these things. But if we are completely absorbed in thought of him, or this can be taken if we take shelter of such a devotee, then becomes very easy to attain that. Govinda, who is the Supreme Person, whom Lord Brahma says, I worship. And again, from the Madhva commentary. Oh, already quoted that. Okay. Well, it gives some idea that even people who study the Vedas, mostly the people they study for material for Vedavada Rata, those who are attached to the literal words of the Vedas in the Karma Kanda portion, they are after worldly things. They get them. You can get very quickly worldly things by worshipping the demigods. Right? Bhagavad Gita, Kangshanta Karmanam Siddhim, Yajanta Iha Devataha, Shipram Hi Manushe Loke, Siddhya Bhavati Karmaja. You can get it. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, you want to get worldly enjoyment? You can get it by worshipping the demigods. So there you go. You don't have to go to work in Wipro or Infosys or sweeping the roads. We don't have road sweepers here, but they're also required. Would be useful out here. There's a big pile of garbage just opposite. You don't have to do it. You can worship the demigods. There you go. Not Sai Baba. That won't help you. Even worshipping demigods won't help you because material enjoyment won't help us. That we learn later in Bhagavad Gita. Here's another quote. Jnanata sulabha muktiya bhuktiya yagyadi punyataha sayang sadhana sahasraya hari bhakti sudurlabha. Hari bhakti sudurlabha. We have the word sulab, which means easy to get. Durlab, hard to get. And sudurlab, what does it mean? In between, mixed. Well, su is an intensifier, so it means doubly difficult, more difficult to get. So, jnanata sulabha muktihi. By knowledge, following the path of knowledge, you can easily get liberation. And bhukti, material enjoyment, by pious activities such as performing sense gratification. But by doing such kinds of sadhanas again and again and again and again and again and again and again, hari bhakti remains sudurlab. Very hard to get. Matena krishne paratasvato vamito bhibhadyeta Grihavratanam. Here's the purport that Srila Prabhupada gives to this verse, which I just said. First of all, Srila Prabhupada quotes that the purport of this verse is that we cannot get Krishna if we want material enjoyment. And then Srila Prabhupada quotes from Prahlad's instructions. Naishangmatis tavad urukramang grim sprishatyanartha pagamo yadartha mahiyasam padarajo bhishekam nishkinchananam navrnita yavat. Srila Prabhupada in his purport continues, and he doesn't give the translation of this verse exactly here, but the meaning is that one cannot get devotion at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead unless one, it literally says, Pada Rajo Abhishek, one should sprinkle the dust of that person, bathe oneself in the dust of the feet of someone who is completely detached from this material world and completely attached to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada writes, these shlokas are to be discussed. Their purport is that one cannot obtain Krishna bhakti or the devotional service of the Lord by official execution of the Vedic rituals. One has to approach a pure devotee. What's this sound coming all the time? This phone? Please put it off. By official execution of the Vedic rituals, one has to approach a pure devotee. Narottam Das Thakur sings, Charya Vaishnava Seva Nishta Payache Keba. Who has been elevated without rendering service to a pure Vaishnava? It is the statement of Prahlad Maharaj that unless one is able to accept the dust from the lotus feet of a pure Vaishnava, there is no possibility of achieving the platform of devotional service. That is the secret. The above mentioned Tantra Vachan, quoted from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is our perfect guidance in this connection. So what is it? What is it? Durlabh, very hard to get. How are we going to get him? We need his mercy. You see, there are different statements in the Shastra. It's hard to get, but then how can we get? Here we found out that by the mercy of the devotee, and here I'll quote another verse. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasadale shanugrahita evahi. You know this verse? Do you know it? Janati tatvang bhagavan mahim no nachanya ekopi chirang vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Study the Vedas or do yoga or whatever. As far as doing yoga and austerities is concerned, in Brahma Samhita, we also have the statement, Pantastu Koti Shata Vatsara. You see this? Koti Shata Vatsara. It means a lot of long time, right? Koti. You say that in Kannada? Koti, Koti. Shata means 100. So it's like a lot of. Koti Shata Vatsara. Do you say Vatsara in Kannada also? Vatsara? No. It means years. Vatsa. I mean, there's Vatsara, with, and then there's Vatsa, which means a calf, but there's Vatsara, which means a year. Pantastu koti shata vatsara sambragamyo vayor atapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prabhadesimnya vinchintya tatve govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. So we get some idea from this verse why Krishna is so difficult to approach. Because he is avichintya tattva, which means that even if we have a very good brain, we can't begin to conceive of him. There are all kinds of things in the science fiction, and they dream up different things. What to speak of science fiction? Even in regular science, they have all kinds of weird things like 11 dimensions. How many dimensions in string theory? It was 9, then it went up to 11, and what on earth they're all supposed to be? Ask Kakio Michu. He's the one who's talking about it, as if it's a fact. But can you imagine 11 dimensions? We can imagine dimensions, right? Look forward, look sideways, look up. Okay, we got three dimensions. And then there's time. What is time? Who can say what is time? 7:43, 6 seconds. But what is time? Can you define it? You can define it in terms of the movements of the planets and all this. Or in the Vedic understanding, it's in terms of the movements of the atoms, starting from the movements of the atom. But what is this? It's very mysterious. What is time? Okay, so we got four dimensions. And then 11 dimensions. So you can't even, what are they? We can't even begin to think about it. And then avichintya tattva. And then Krishna, even if we could be, well, we can begin to think about it somehow or other. But then Krishna's even much. Time is only one of the representations of Krishna. And we can't. What is it? It only seems to go forwards. And it's irreversible. We're never in time, because as soon as you think, I am in this moment, the moment's gone. So where are we in time? Where are we actually? The Buddhists speak of momentariness, but there's no... What's a moment? What is it? As soon as you try to think of it, it's already gone. So it's inconceivable. We're not the same person we were a moment ago. It's always, everything's changing. The mind is changing, the body is changing. Everything is changing all the time. And the Buddhists use that, or certain Buddhists use that, to try to establish that nothing actually exists, which is a stupid idea, because we can't understand it, it doesn't exist. What's the philosophical rebuttal to that? Kick them in the face with boots. It's from Prabhupada. And they can say, it doesn't exist. Okay, we'll kick you in the face again. It doesn't exist. It's already gone. The moment's already gone. But the pain room... Buddhism is a very funny thing. They say you have to get free from... They say there's suffering and you have to get free from it, but actually the suffering and the pain don't exist. And you don't exist. So how are you going to get free? How are you going to get free? And then the bodhisattvas come again and again, although they don't exist, to free people from to free people who don't exist from suffering that doesn't exist. Very, very strange. I'm glad I didn't become a Buddhist. But at the same time, that's really inconceivable and impossible to understand. But here it said avichintya tattva, means very difficult to understand. But it doesn't say it's impossible to understand, because it gives the very means to understand also, that by his mercy we can understand. So there you go. There's no mercy in Buddhism. Actually there is, they made it up. Anyway, how did I get to talk about Buddhism? They made up, because how are you going to do it? How are you going to meditate on the sound of one hand clapping and become spiritually realized when actually there's no such thing as spirit and no such thing as realization? Then it doesn't. Then they make up some Avalokiteshvara, or the Maitreya, the future, the Buddha of mercy, and Hare Krishna. Anyway, the yogis, here it said, the yogis, even though they travel at the speed of mind for hundreds and thousands and millions of years, they cannot even begin to approach the tip of the lotus feet of Govinda. Why? Because they're doing the wrong process. They're trying to do it by their own mental efforts. Not possible. Bahunam janmanamante gyanavan maam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlaba. After many, many births, someone who's trying to find out Krishna by knowledge, or they find out, or they're trying to find out the absolute truth by knowledge, and then they find him out, and then they surrender to Krishna, because they're trying to find him out by knowledge, and then when they actually become knowledgeable, they understand, I can't work it all out by myself. And then they may get the mercy of a devotee, and then they can surrender to Krishna. But as long as we're trying to do it all by our own brain power, it's impossible. There's a story in Greek mythology. If you want, you can look it up. I can't remember the name. I made the notes, but things come to mind in the middle of the talk. In Greek mythology, or it might not be mythology, it might be true also, there's something beginning with C, his name is. One person who's condemned to roll a heavy stone up the hill. And when he can get the stone up to the top of the hill, then he's okay. But every time he rolls it up, and when he's nearly at the top, it comes down again. And he has to start at the bottom again. It's like snakes and ladders. You know that game, snakes and ladders? You get to 99, all the way back down to number one. So like that, we become very excited. Now I'm getting self-realized, I'm getting somewhere, I'm really understanding, and then you're nowhere. You're nowhere. Sisyphus. Sisyphus is the name. You found it out. Everything's there on the internet, right? How is it spelled? With an S, I guess.
S-I-S-Y-P-H-U-S.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe syphilis was named. There's a picture of him. Huh? Rolling, you can't see. Rolling the rock up the hill. He just gets near the top and then, and it crushes him and rolls down again. So like that. I wonder if syphilis is named after him. Maybe. There are so many things. We shouldn't get distracted too much. So, you all studied at school? All did your school very nicely? You're all good students? Studied biology? Learned about evolution? Right? So, spiritual evolution. After so many lifetimes of trying to understand everything with our tiny little brains, when we finally wake up and understand, I can't understand everything by my brain. And then we prayed to God, please reveal yourself to me. And then, if we're so fortunate, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, by the grace of Krishna, we get a Guru, and by the grace of Guru, we get Krishna. Otherwise, not possible. Bhaktyaika labhyatvat durlabha. Vishnu is called Durlabh because he is attainable only by pure devotion, not at all others. So pure devotional service is very rare. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanaha. Sudurlabha prashantatma kotishvapi mahamune. This word here is Mahamune, the great, great, highly elevated spiritual personality. You don't find many highly elevated spiritual personalities. They're not wandering around the streets. Maybe if you go to Kumbh Mela, you might find some. But you might find more cheetahs than the real thing. But there are greatly elevated spiritual personalities. But they're not very common. But even if you bring all the great munis together, kotishvapi, even ten, here koti is used in the sense of many, but even then, liberated persons, persons who are perfect in spiritual discipline, it's very hard to find someone who's completely satisfied in their heart, person who's completely devoted to Narayana. Here's a similar verse. Bhagavatyutama shloke bhavati bhir anutama bhaktif pravartita dishtya muninam api durlabha. By your great fortune you have established an unexcelled standard of pure devotion for the Lord, Uttama Shloka, a standard even the sages can hardly attain. This is Uddhava speaking to the gopis. Krishna said to Uddhava, you are so dear to me. But Uddhava understood that the gopis are much superior to him. So he said to the gopis, who are from external vision, just some ordinary village women, just like if you drive, if you go in the side roads, go outside of Bangalore, you go out into so many villages, and there's so many village women, they may be taking out the cows or something, and you don't think, put down that. Keep your ears open. Photos later. So you don't think, wow, these are really exalted people or very special people. No one thinks. No one bothers about them except at the time of election, politicians go around and they say, we're going to give you a mixie and this and that. Otherwise, no one cares for them. No one cares for anyone, what to speak of village women. taking out the cows, or maybe taking the, they have the, on their head with all the cow dung on their head. You like to do that? Where's the little girls? They're sending them to the school so they can have a better life. Instead of carrying cow dung on their head, they'll go and work in a call center and have 25 abortions before they're 25 years old. So better life. We're training them to have a better life. Now the gopis, they're just ordinary village women. But Uddhava, the disciple of Brihaspati, who knows about, he's saying, talking about Muninam api durlabha, the kind of devotion you have developed is rare, even for great munis. He knows what munis are. He's a disciple of Brihaspati. But he said that the kind of devotion you have is sudurlabha, very difficult to get, even for such great munis. In the purport, we find that the term pravartita indicates that the gopis brought to this world a standard of pure love of God that was previously unknown on the earth. Thus, Uddhava congratulates them on their unparalleled contribution to the religious life. The gopis brought to the world a standard of pure love of God that was unknown on earth, and it largely remained unknown until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. The gopis came and they exhibited pure devotion, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he let that be known to the world. Anarpita chiring chirad karunya vatirno kalau samapiyatam unatuj valarasang svabhakti shriyam. Hari purita sundara, purita sundara kadamba sandipita sada hridya kandare spurita va shachinandana. Rupa Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya as he who brought a standard of devotion to the world that was unknown, unoffered. The gopis had it, Uddhava spoke of it, but somehow, even though the Bhagavatam was being studied, but somehow it wasn't known or revealed, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed that. So what to speak of the highest love of the gopis for Krishna, which is durlab, sudurlab. Even human birth is very rare. Even we're talking about attaining devotion to Krishna, it's very rare to get, but to get it, generally we have to have a human body. It is possible to have to develop love of Krishna in a body lower than the human, but that's unusual. Generally it's in the human body, but even the human body is rare to get. And that's stated again and again. Durlabang manusham janma tadapya dhruvam artadam. It's rare to get the human birth, and even if we get it, it doesn't last very long, can end at any time. This morning, one woman was introduced to me. Her son died at the age of 21 by suicide. He was Indian Institute of Science, something like that. More chance of suicide if you go to a prestigious institution. It may end at any time, but artadam, it doesn't last. It's hard to get, doesn't last long, but there's a great opportunity. So it's like there's a great window of opportunity only open for a very short time. It's like they on the internet they say something, click this button, it's only valid for the next 20 minutes and you'll get 20 crores of rupees. And if you're stupid enough, you'll click it. And in the meantime, your system will become filled with all kinds of malware. But it's like that. The window of opportunity is very brief, but it's a great opportunity. Same thing is said again by Lord Krishna in very Very important verse. All you preachers should learn this. Actually, even if you don't learn the Sanskrit, everyone should learn. What is the import of this verse? Ladva, what am I going to say next? Ladva sudurlava medang bahu sambhavante. Now we got the human birth. After many, many births, you got a human birth. Do you ever think about that? Now you've got, now you're human, right? It looks like you're a human. You never know. Someday there are these conspiracy theories that there are aliens among us. But anyway, for the sake of argument, let's say you're in a human body right now. But it's very rarely attained. And now we got the human birth. Then what comes next? Bahusam. Actually, I should have said the next word because that part is incorrect. Manusham, human birth. Then, same word, artadam. It has great value, it can give us great value, but anitya is very. Comes and goes very quickly. Apihadhira, but still people who are sober-minded, what do? Turnam yateta napated anumritya yava nishrayasaya vishayakalu sarvatasyat. What do? Realizing the time is very brief, they know I'm going to die soon, but I've got to do whatever is required before I die this time to take advantage of that human birth so I don't get born again. So I have to make the best use of it. And if you think, let me enjoy sense gratification. I was walking around in the village holding cow dung on my head. Now I came to Bangalore, so I should enjoy myself. I should go to parties and pubs and enjoy myself. But Vishaya Kalu Sarvatasyat. Sense gratification is available in every species of life. I've been staying in a village in Tamil Nadu for the last few months. So a lot of rain, a lot of frogs. Who wants to take birth as, everyone who wants to take birth as a frog, please raise your hands. No one? You've already been there, seen that, done that, right? We've already been frogs before. But the frogs, they think, I'm happy being a frog. When the snake comes to catch them, they hop away as fast as they can. I don't want to stop being a frog. It's great. I got all these nice bugs to eat, and I can jump around as much as I like. Don't have to go to the office. Great. It's great being a frog. They get their sense gratification. What sense gratification do you get? There's eating, sleeping, mating. They get it. Not very sophisticated, but as far as they... And they sing at night. As far as they're concerned, it's as good as the best rock band that ever existed. So they get their sense gratification. Every life you get sense gratification. So, having got this human form of birth, we should consider. Pray to Krishna. Krishna, I don't want to become a frog again. A frog, or a dog, or a cat, or a hog, or so many species. Then, another verse from Krishna. Nridehama adyam sulabam sudurlabam pavang sukalpam guru karnadharam vayanukulena nabasvateritam puman bhavabdhim natarit saatmaha. This verse is practically a purport on the verse which we just read before that. That having attained the human form of birth, which is rarely obtained, but we got it. The human form of birth is sudurlabam. We're discussing durlab. So it's very difficult to attain, but sulab, now we got it. We may think, something is very difficult to attain. What do I have to do to get it? Something very difficult to attain. Can you think of something difficult to attain that you'd like? You'd like to go to America and have a good job, right? It's wonderful, isn't it, being an American, having a good job. So, what do you have to do that? Well, from the age of, 1 and a half, you have to start studying. Practically, as soon as you talk, your parents start getting you in the pre-kindergarten, and then they send you to school with piles of books like this. Maybe nowadays they don't do that, it's all online, but then you go to school, they send you to the prestigious school, you have to study, then you have to go to a institute, you have to get admitted to the high-ranking institute, and you have to study more, and if you don't commit suicide in the institute, then you come out, and then you might get a job in America, and then it's bliss, right? How long are you in America for?
16 years,
and every moment it was like Pratipadam Purnamrita Svadhanam, right? So you just felt like you were floating in bliss. Anyway, what I'm getting at here is it's very difficult to get out there. There are, for a start, thousands of kids wanting to get into IIT and all this kind of thing, and only a few get in. And out of the ones that get to IIT, some of them get to America, not all of them. And if you don't switch off your cell phones, I'll curse you that you'll never go to America. Maybe everyone will switch it on now. They got something better. I don't want to go to America. So it's not easy to attain, but somehow or other you got it. And having gone there, you should take advantage of the opportunity, right? That's the idea. When you go there, what do? You have to work hard and get lots of money and have basically the same kind of anxiety that you have in Bangalore, but you're in America. So you can feel superior to the people who didn't go out there. So the idea is when you go there, you take advantage of the situation, but what if someone said, okay, I'll just give you a visa to America, just without any qualification. Then you'd end up cleaning the toilets in America. So the example doesn't fit so well. But the idea is sulabham, we got it. It's very difficult to attain the human form of birth, but now we got it. We have it right now. And we're misled by so much propaganda that the aim of life is to get a good job. Who gives the propaganda? It's all coming from the people who want you to work in a good job. It's all a system, right? The big companies and then the educational institution, they're all telling you, get a good job, it'll be really good, and you just have to work hard and we'll pay you lots of money, and it's all a big scam to destroy your chances of actually utilizing the human form of life for the real purpose, which is to get free from the cycle of birth and death. So Krishna says, if we got this opportunity, which is hard to get, very hard to get, and he says the human body is compared to a boat, and if we get a competent guru, it's like getting a captain who knows how to steer the boat. And if we get the favorable winds, because in the days of sailing boats, you need to, if you have a favorable wind, the people used to come from Europe, they know in the monsoon season, they'd come up in the monsoon season, and the southwest wind comes up. So if you're coming around Africa, it's very helpful to get that monsoon wind, which takes you right up to India. So you have the favorable wind. And then you got all these facilities. And then if we don't perfect our human life in that situation, it's just like we're killing ourselves. We're killing our opportunity. Again, the same point. Again in the Bhagavatam. This is again in the 11th canto, not from the Uddhava Gita. This is the King Nimi speaking to the Yogendras. Durlabho manusha deho. See the same point again. Durlabho manusha deho. Dehinam kshana bhanguraha. Kshana, you know that word. You all know that word? Just a moment. Kshana bhangura. Tatrapi durlabang manye vaikunta priya darshanam. He says, King Nimi says to the Yogendras, that it's very hard to get a human birth. And kshanabhangura, at any moment it can be finished. You're walking on the street, talking on your cell phone, you're not watching the pavement, you wander in the street and a bus hits you. Finished. Human life finished. Probably happens every day. Can be lost. It will be lost at some moment, but it can be lost at any moment. But King Nimi says, even more rare to get is the association of pure devotees who are very dear to the Lord. Vaikuntha Priya Darshanam. So if we can get that opportunity, that durlab, hard to get God, becomes easier to get. Durlaba also gives the sense of, because hard to get, so it's something very extraordinary, very rare, very precious, which is devotion to Krishna. Here's a verse from the Bhagavatam describing Yashoda Mai. We just offered the lamp to Krishna, who is tied up by Mother Yashoda. She only tied him up for a relatively short time with the ropes, but the devotees keep him tied up all during the month of Damodar. And remember this pastime. So, Sukhdev Goswami glorifying Mother, glorifying devotees in general, but specifically in the context of Mother Yashoda. Nayam sukapo bhagavan dehinam gopika sutaha gyaninam chatma bhutanam yata bhakti matam iha. Srila Prabhupada's translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service, but he is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by severe austerities and penances, or to those who consider the body the same as the self. Can you look this up? Get it on your phone. 10.9.21. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Please listen carefully. Srila Prabhupada writes, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the son of Mother Yashoda, is very easily available to devotees, but not to tapasvis, yogis, jnanis, and others who have a bodily concept of life. Although they may sometimes be called shanta bhaktas, real bhakti begins with dasya rasa. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yayata mang prapadyante, tangs tathaiva bhajamyaham, mama vart manu vartante manushyaf partha sarvashaha. As living entities surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respects, O son of Pritha. Everyone is seeking Krishna, for he is the supersoul of all individual souls. Everyone loves his body and wants to protect it because he is within the body as the soul, and everyone loves the soul because the soul is part and parcel of the supersoul. Therefore, everyone is actually seeking to achieve happiness by reviving his relationship with the supersoul. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarveraham eva vedyaha, by all the Vedas, it is I who am to be known. Therefore, the karmis, jnanis, yogis, and saintly persons are all seeking Krishna. But by following in the footsteps of devotees who are in a direct relationship with Krishna, especially the inhabitants of Vrindavan, one can reach the supreme position of associating with Krishna. As it is said, Vrindavanam Parityaja Padam Ekam Nagachati. Krishna does not leave Vrindavan even for a moment. The Vrindavan Vasis, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's friends and Krishna's conjugal lovers, the younger gopis with whom he dances, have very intimate relationships with Krishna. And if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. So that's the point. Krishna is Durlabha. But if one follows in the footsteps of these devotees, Krishna is available. Although the Nitya Siddha expansions of Krishna always remain with Krishna, if those engaged in Sadhana Siddhi follow in the footsteps of Krishna's Nitya Siddha associates, such Sadhana Siddhas also can easily attain Krishna with difficulty. But there are those who are attached to bodily concepts of life. Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, for example, have very prestigious positions, and thus they have the sense of being very exalted Ishvaras. In other words, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are guna avatars and have exalted positions, they have some small sense of being like Krishna. But the pure devotees who inhabit Vrindavan do not possess any bodily conception. They are fully dedicated to the service of the Lord in sublime affection, prema. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore recommended prema pumarto mahan. The highest perfection of life is prema, pure love in relationship with Krishna. And Mother Yashoda appears to be the topmost of devotees who have attained this perfection. And then it goes on to explain the Damodar Leela. Ah, that I wanted to read. Here's a very beautiful verse. Naimamvarincho nabhavo nashirapyanga sangshraya prasadam lebhire gopi yattat prapa vimuktidat. Neither Lord Brahma nor Lord Shiva nor even the goddess of fortune, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as was received by Mother Yashoda. So many. And then we have, before that, going back another verse, Evang Sandarshita Hyanga Harina Britya Vashyata. Krishna comes under the control of his devotees. Sva Vashena Api Krishna Yas Yedam Sheshvaram Vashe. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. So Krishna is very difficult to get, very hard to get. But Mother Yashoda ties him up. Why is Krishna hard to get? There could be many. Our mind and our senses are out of control. What are we going to do? We can control our mind. We can sit, Om, Om. What are we going to eat for breakfast tomorrow? Om. I got a pain in my knee. Om. It's very hard, isn't it, to control the mind and senses. Well, there is suggestion. We pray also to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. His Divine Grace. Grace means mercy. So if we can get the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Krishna prapti hoy jaha hoite. We sing every day. By His mercy we can get Krishna. So there we go. There's the back door. We can't march in the front door to Vaikuntha, but Prabhupada can take us in the back door. How are we going to get Krishna? Well, Prabhupada has Krishna. Then we also sing Vaishnava Thakur, Dayara Sagar, Krishna Shaitoma, Krishna Dite Paro Tomara Shakati Acha. He can give us. So if we try to please Srila Prabhupada, then he will be, well, we'll get the same result as pleasing Krishna, because Yasya Prasadad Bhagavat Prasadaha. By the mercy of the great devotee, we get the mercy of Krishna, and we get that mercy to come off. We get surcharged with spiritual energy and come off the bodily platform. Then automatically the mind and senses come under control. Krishna, he's very hard to get. Durlabha. What is our relationship with Krishna? We know theoretically. But we'll try to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. Mercy showers on us. And then all this nonsense, material attachment, we can just leave it behind. Go to Krishna by His Divine Grace. His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sudur labha. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Hare Krishna. Any question, please? You're holding up the watch, which means to say, shut up. Is that right? Time to finish. Any question? Okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have a question. You're supposed to be giving all the answers here. You're the chief distributor of mercy in this center.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Yes, Maharaj, you were saying that it's difficult, dulabham, to get to attain Krishna. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. Is it still difficult, or?
He gives an easy process. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives an easy process. It's easy to chant the holy names of Krishna. I just gave a talk the other day, didn't I, about chanting, how it's easy and difficult. Yeah. It's easy. Is it difficult to chant Hare Krishna? Let's give it a try. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any difficulty? All right, but chanting 16 rounds, fully absorbed, even to chant 16 rounds, we say, how many rounds chant? One round, okay, go up to two, then go up to four. It's like it's some really, like pushing the boulder up the hill. Something like, get up to 16. Actually, the good chanting begins from number 17. Because 16 is like, it's my duty, right? I have to do it. And then when you chant more, that's when the real... Then when you don't have to do it, it's like, okay, I promised, okay, I'll do it. But then the good chanting begins when you don't have to do it. And you don't have to stop at 17 either. You can go on more. But it's... Why is it hard to chant with full love and attention? Because we're rascals, we're nonsense, we're fools. So we have to pray. Pray for mercy. Nam namakari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smarane nakalaha etadrishi tavakripa bhagavan namapi durdaiva midrishami hajanidu nanu ragaha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays. You're so merciful. You come in the name, the form of name which is non-different from you. But I am so unfortunate, I have no taste. What's the key to success? That's in the next verse. Trinadapi sunichena. Easy to say. Turori api sahishana. Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadari harihi. Easy to say, but it's not so easy, is it? To actually feel like that. So then, do bhakti sadhana. Try to serve Srila Prabhupada's mission. And keep on going with the great hope that we read this morning. Asha bhanda samut kanta. With great hope that even though I am not qualified, but somehow or other, Krishna, via the agency of his pure devotee, has picked me up. He must have some idea for me. You're all sitting here. You could be in the bar. Right? Plenty. I mean, I'm not saying you would go there, but there, theoretically you could be in the bar, right? You don't have to come here, but you're coming here. That means you're very special people. Actually, every one of you, you have that interest. So even though it's difficult to come up fully, but we can see Krishna wants me to come up. Krishna is pulling me. Why me? Why am I not in the bar? I'm coming here. Krishna has some interest for me. So let me keep on going toward Krishna and just pray for his mercy and keep on trying. And Krishna will certainly help us. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. What was that? There was a squeak. Someone wanted to ask a question? No? No. Okay. All right then. We'll finish there.